Changing a federal rule isn't simple, but the Trump administration is on the verge of doing it. Last month, it started a 30-day clock to completely exempt Tongass National Forest from the 2001 roadless rule. The rule restricts, though does not prohibit, road building and resource development on some national forest lands. Critics say that locks up natural resources. But to change it, the federal government is required to consult with tribal governments, and it did, 9 Southeast Alaska tribes in all, whose traditional homelands are now part of the country's largest national forest.
The Tongass, which we sit in the middle of, is part and parcel of being Tlingit. We are a people of the land.
Bob Starbard is administrator of Hoona Indian Association. When the federal government started their consultation, the tribe was the first to sign on as a cooperating agency. And he says at first, it seemed like the Forest Service was listening.
It became clear at the very end, however, that the game had already been fixed.
By that, he means the meetings, hearings, and public comment periods dominated by Alaskans in favor of keeping the rule intact didn't move the agency. It recommended lifting the rule completely and is expected to make it official before the end of the month.
It's just another broken promises to tribes, as far as we're concerned.
The 9 tribes said as much in an October 13th letter to the Trump administration. The 3-page letter is unequivocal, with one sentence in boldface: "We refuse to endow legitimacy upon a process that has disregarded our input at every turn." It demands that an updated environmental impact statement be published, reflecting the tribes have withdrawn their cooperation. Marina Anderson, administrator of the organized village of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, says tribal consultation by the federal government,
a form of box checking, a form of the government saying that they had consulted with us properly and they met with the indigenous people properly. And all of the information that was really relayed to the Forest Service from the tribes, in my perspective, that information was disregarded completely. And really, it distracted us from a lot of other things that we needed to focus on with our time as well.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's the department the Forest Service works under, says it was listening to tribes. In a statement, USDA spokesman Larry Moore wrote, "Their input was integral to the agency's analysis during the rulemaking process." Alaska's congressional delegation has long chafed against the roadless rule. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has been one of its most vocal critics. She addressed the Alaska Federation of Natives, but didn't mention this milestone during her 18 minutes of remarks.
We've ensured access to the Tongass by enacting legislation like the Sea Alaska Lands Bill and the Mental Health Trust Land Exchange. We've got more on the way.
Republican Representative Don Young has also applauded the move. At a recent forum, he had this message for Southeast Alaska.
I am happy to say for those in the area, you know my position. I've been there. I've worked there. We've got it done. So let's open up Southeast to the communities for their economic well-being.
Kasan's tribal administrator Anderson says elected officials in Alaska have not listened to the majority of residents who oppose the rollback of the roadless rule.
Alaska's delegation this entire time has had industry's best interest, and they've been in full support of the exemption.
And it's not just Alaska's congressional delegation that wants to see the roadless rule repealed. Elected officials from across the spectrum have spoken out against it. Governor Mike Dunleavy has applauded the Trump administration's rollback, but it was his predecessor and political opponent, Governor Bill Walker, who got the ball rolling. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.